Hello and welcome to Fix the Universe. I am Cole Johnson here with Kyle McDermade.
Sure, let's be douchey.
Well, we got to do something like introduce it.
Okay.
Make it, hey, this is us, Fix the Universe.
Do you ever do Eskimo kisses with your microphone?
No. I don't get that close. It smells.
Yeah, it does. It smells like burning. Doesn't it?
No.
Mine smells like electricity and power.
Does it turn you on?
No.
Okay, right. So this is Fix the Universe. We've been gone for a while, mostly due to holidays and being busy.
And lazy.
And being lazy. What episode is this? Episode 8?
Yep.
Should be about episode 20, but...
We're lazy.
So, holidays is what we're going to talk about today. What have you been up to, Kyle, for the holidays? We've had, Halloween and Thanksgiving so far.
Halloween, we went to the same party.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everybody else doesn't know that, so.
Yeah, I was there.
We were dressed up like Blues Brothers.
Yes. We looked really awesome. Pictures of that are on Facebook.
I was Elwood.
Yep. I was Jake. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good. I had shaved my beard off and... had some chops in.
Yeah, you had legit chops. I was disappointed in my tiny sideburns.
Yeah, you should have drew it in.
I thought about it, but I don't know.
In 8th or 9th grade, Anthony, mm-hmm. Montague, and I did the Air concert. Oh, you did it with us. You were
Oh, yeah, I was at the club.
Yeah, you were one of the extras in our club. So we did the Air concert of the Butavi brothers from the SNL skit
and
Night at the Roxbury. Yeah, and movie. And we had to draw in sideburns because we couldn't grow them
yet.
But like 3 days later, I grew a beard. I started shaving right after that. But yeah,
somehow the Night at the Roxbury made you go through puberty.
it's just funny to think about at that time that I couldn't grow a beard, and now I can't not have a beard.
Right.
Literally, I'll have one within one day.
Right.
But anyway.
I didn't shave till I was 19 years old. I was a sophomore in college.
Wow. So did you shave because you needed to?
Because I didn't want to look dirty.
You just had random hairs?
Yeah, just, you know, little patches on my cheek, mustache, weird sideburns. None of it was awesome.
You didn't shave with a razor, or did you have one of those electrical ones? Or
no, I used a razor.
I remember Joey's dad always had this awesome old school, just one blade.
Really?
But it was the ones that you had to sharpen. And nice. It was so sharp, and I used it one time, and it...
Just cut your face off?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I want to do that. That would be such an awesome, I don't know, little side note to your character. Oh, yeah, I used a straight blade to shave.
Yeah,
you
that
get
would be
so
cool.
Much closer than with... your Mach 5 Gillette, whatever, with the 17 blades on it.
Yeah, what? I want to actually have a barber shave me. I've had...
Bettinghouse did that when he grew out his beard for the entire winter,
mm-hmm.
and it was gnarly.
Outrageous.
He looked like the lead singer from the Zac Brown Band.
Zac Brown?
Yeah. That guy. I don't listen to country music.
What's funny is I don't know for sure, so it might not even be.
Yeah,
but it's
like Santana. He's not the lead singer.
That's not a band. That's a person.
No, Santana was a band.
Really?
Before he just started playing on his own.
Oh, just Carlos Santana's?
Yeah, but he was so good at the guitar that they called it Santana. Deal with that.
What were we talking about? Oh,
Straight razor.
Straight razor. Mm-hmm. Having a barber shave.
So yeah, Corey said he went to the manliest woman in the world to get a straight shave.
Was it here in town?
Mm-hmm. In like the Costco complex over there?
Anyway, back to holidays.
So Halloween, yeah, we did the Blues Brothers. Dressed up like that. It was fairly uneventful. Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Just a house party for me.
Yeah, that's it.
You had some sort of work party, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to Cassie's work party, and it was just... tons of people and kids and
babies.
Bowling and pizza and craziness.
Hmm.
I was really happy to get out of there.
Right. And then what's after Halloween? Thanksgiving. What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was last weekend? I drove to Mesquite, which I drove with my girlfriend and her almost 5-year-old son. So that was a new experience.
I bet.
I've never done a road trip with a small child.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It actually wasn't that bad, especially the trip down there, because we didn't leave until 6 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So he was asleep within 2 hours.
Really?
And it's an 8-hour drive.
Did you sleep the whole time?
This is hilarious. So we turned on some movies, and he was coloring and just sort of doing his thing in the back. And he started to get a little antsy, you know?
Fussy.
And after maybe an hour or two, he started going, "Are we there yet, or are we close?" And I just looked back, and I said, "Not even close, buddy. Like, you know, we still got 6 more hours of this." Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend said to him, "You know, if you if you go to sleep, right when you wake up, we'll be there."
Mm-hmm.
And he had stuff in his hands, and he just threw it all down and threw his head to the side and closed his eyes, within one second. And he just threw it all down and closed his eyes, and then within 5 minutes, he was asleep.
Yeah.
Didn't wake up for the next 6 hours of the
drive.
That's
awesome.
And he literally woke up when we woke him up to get out of the car.
That is great.
Yeah, so that was really good.
So Cassie wasn't a liar, huh?
What?
Cassie wasn't a liar.
Oh, no. Yeah, he was stoked about it. But then on the drive back, he didn't sleep
the whole time
at all. But he was fine. We just watched a lot of movies the whole time.
Yeah.
So that was okay.
Cool.
Joey rode in the back with him, and... when kids play with their toys and they make sound effects,
yeah,
they spit everywhere. So Joey and the whole backseat of my car got a shower of spit.
That's
and everything.
Gross.
So I don't, but yeah, I mean, other than that, it was
not
fine.
That bad.
So yeah, that was Christmas, or not Christmas, that was Thanksgiving. We just went back, hung out with the old family. Nothing eventful at all.
Yeah.
I went to a gypsy fair.
There's still like a large part of me that doesn't believe that happened.
Well, it was a chilly festival, and mm-hmm. you know, at all these festivals, they just have tons of booths mm-hmm. of people selling random, really random stuff. The place that I went to sold everything from knives to dragons to jewelry, you know, just tons of crazy stuff.
Right.
So I bought
everything you'd need
that I've already cut myself with.
Did you leave it at home?
No, it's in my backpack, just in case.
Just in case there's random gypsies to come and take it back.
I loved haggling with her, too. Did I tell you she used Square?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how she ran the credit card.
Nice.
But she charged me $1 for it. And so I haggled with her. It was 15. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how about 10 even? So 9 for the blade and $1 charge, so 10 even. And she ended up, she went for 11, 10 for the blade and $1 for the charge. But I got that, Gypsy.
Hats off to your technology, Gypsy.
But yeah, she pulled out the Square and I was like, whoa, Square? She's like, yeah, this is great. And I'm like, you surprised me, Gypsy.
Do you have an iPhone or an iPad or something?
Yeah, iPhone.
Wow.
It was really cool. This woman selling like medieval swords, you know, that looks like, I don't know. She
Esmeralda.
Found them.
Yeah.
Did
she throw like a ninja ball down, ninja smoke ball, and then her entire gypsy mart just went away? And as you heard a cackling laughter in the background,
she was gone, and all that was left was chili and a dragon. That was it. So we went to the chili place, and I told both. My girlfriend and her son that no one was allowed to eat chili because right after that we had an 8-hour drive.
Beans, magical fruit.
Really? I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
The more you eat.
The more you do.
So anyway, that was basically my Thanksgiving. Like I said, nothing too eventful. What about you?
I actually had my first Thanksgiving in Reno.
Like away from your family?
Yes. Yeah, I think it was the first Thanksgiving I've had with no family around. I went to Corey Hunt's parents' house, which is really cool. And then Friday we had another Thanksgiving with his roommate, Katie, and her family came into town. And then Sunday my sister was upset cause she didn't get any turkey. So she did, like turkey breasts that she bought from grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't do the full turkey, but yeah, we did it again. So,
you had
three
Thanksgivings?
Yeah. First Thanksgiving away from the family, I had to make up for it by doing it 3 times.
Did you weigh yourself at all?
No.
Every
house that I went to, I was like, do you have a scale? And they're like, no. And they looked at me like I'm crazy because
nobody wants to weigh themselves on Thanksgiving.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm just the competition, whatever.
Right.
But
the competition.
Yeah, so no Yeah, I don't know how much I weigh before and after, as I was disappointed with that, but it was fun.
All right. So, did you do Black Friday?
No.
Have you ever done Black Friday?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah. I've never
shopped.
Not
that I had a choice in. I'm sure my mom may have drugged me to one sometime when I was younger, but I don't know.
Yeah. I've never done one. I had to work it a few times at Circuit City when
right.
I used to work there. And that was, you know, show up at 3 or 4 a.m. and mm-hmm. doors open at 5 or 6, something like that.
Yeah.
Now it's even crazier. Now they're opening at like 10 p.m. the night before.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving. But yeah, I've never done that. Did you hear any of the stories, the crazy stories about things happening at different stores, you know, violence and...
I've heard of one with, was it $2 waffle irons or something?
Yeah, did you see the video?
Yeah, there's like a woman with five boxes
with her ass hanging
up.
Out
yeah.
at the back, yeah. People are just fighting, going crazy over it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear the one about the woman that pepper sprayed her way to an Xbox 360?
Oh, yeah, the defensive pepper spraying so that no one could get near the product? Or,
yeah.
did she pepper spray her way through a crowd of people?
I don't know if there's much of a difference. Either way, the crowd dispersed. She grabbed it. And
I don't know. I feel like one of those would be more like a Batman type thing. Like she sprayed it defensively against, you know,
against the crowd.
Yeah.
Encircled the Xboxes.
Yeah. And then grabbed it, jumped over the aisle, and left.
Yeah. Obviously, she's probably a gypsy.
Probably.
So yeah. So actually, what happened is, so she got it. She got the Xbox. She checked out mm-hmm. and walked out of the store. Okay. She turned herself in. On, I think, the Monday after the weekend,
uh-huh.
after she saw
all the
herself
publicity.
On, well, she saw herself on the security videos.
Okay.
So she went back and turned herself in. Now, I have no idea what has happened to her since, if she's going to, you know, I mean.
Huh.
But I just think it's hilarious that she got away with it.
But
she
yeah,
actually
people
bought
just,
it and
were fast
it, yeah.
enough. I guess the disconnect from electronics to checkout, nobody really knew what was going on because of all the chaos from everybody
yeah.
else being there.
I think, an old man also had a heart attack and people just walked over him.
Yeah, they didn't check him. There's
yeah, I
stepping over him.
Heard something about that. I don't think he died, right? I know a bunch of nurses like stopped and helped him.
I'm not sure.
I just heard a bunch of crazy stories.
Do you think the pepper spray she used was the same brand that the policeman and where was it?
No way. If it was that, because
like
I've seen the video and I don't even see the pepper spray or anything happen.
Huh.
But what he uses is like those commercials for the when you can paint a fence in like 3 seconds. You know, you just one swipe and it
yeah.
paints the entire plank.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was using on
yeah.
the students at. Was that UC Davis?
Yeah, I think so.
Or yeah, I think it was Davis.
Right.
And so
I just wonder if she saw that video and then bought it on Amazon or something. It was like, this worked pretty well.
Yeah.
Do you think she premeditatedly did that? Like really went in knowing that she was going to do that? Or it was just, I have this in my purse. I've never used it before.
The only thing that I thought...
impulsively in the moment.
The only thing that I thought in her defense was that possibly... she freaked out. Like, all of a sudden, she's in the middle of a crowd,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's just, you know, slamming
swarming.
Into... Yeah, and it's almost a riot in there, and
mm-hmm.
she freaked out and sprayed it, and then maybe took advantage of the situation and grabbed an Xbox all the while running out.
That's so crazy.
I don't know. So we were talking about that whole pepper spray incident with my family in Mesquite,
mm-hmm.
and my dad told me that he got some pepper spray for my mom, because she walks by herself,
okay.
you know, at early morning hours or whatever, and... I guess she'd had it for a few weeks, and then he asked her something about it, and she said, "What? I don't even know how to use it." So
she's been walking around.
Yeah.
She's going to throw the pepper spray at someone, the cartridge.
Exactly. All it is, it flips up, and then you push the button.
Oh,
there's
the child
nothing.
Lock.
It's not even child lock. There's nothing to it.
I don't know.
It's a cover. It just covers the button. You just flip the cover up with your thumb and push the button.
Sometimes these lighters defeat me as well, though.
It's not even as complicated as that lighter. But anyway, I thought it was great that my mom was confused by pepper spray, but didn't ask either, mm-hmm. didn't care, but still carried it.
So you decided to not do Black Friday and instead went to a Gypsy Chili Fest.
Yeah, that was Saturday before we left to...
Oh, so that wasn't on Friday, okay.
No, Friday... What did I do? We just hung out. That's what was really nice is I opened a beer at like 1 o'clock and read out because Mesquite was 65 degrees.
Nice.
And I just went and I sat on my parents' back porch and had a Great White and read some of my book and just kind of relaxed. That was really nice.
Did you go to Lee's Liquor?
I did. I bought a bunch of wine for Thanksgiving.
Nice. That place. Yeah, Lee's is pretty awesome. Now we have Total Wine in Reno, though, so it kind of blows it out of the water.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
For Mesquite, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I was really happy. They were open on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
10 I drove my golf cart there the last time I was in Mesquite.
Yeah, that's actually a good story. You should tell that.
Oh, wait. When was that? Was that in September? Or? It was Jordan Reisinger's wedding.
Yeah.
So I drove my golf cart from my dad's house to the Reisingers, which isn't that far.
No.
But then found out that the wedding was dry, and so I made a run in the golf cart.
Who does that? I mean, it doesn't have to be free booze, but at least have some there.
Right. Yeah, so I asked a few of the people that were at the wedding that I thought would want alcohol. So I was, what's that called? When, like, it's what the TSA is not supposed to do, profile people. I profiled the people that I thought were most likely to be alcoholics.
You looked at the people sweating, going through withdrawals.
Just, yeah, not wanting to be around anyone. Yeah. Anyway, so I went and sought them out, made sure that I wasn't the only one that was going to be drinking there because I don't want to be that guy. So, yeah, I didn't feel as bad. And went and picked some, what'd I get, like a, I think it was Oktoberfest. I grabbed a 12-pack and then like a fifth of Sailor Jerry's. We have rum and Coke.
When you say you went to get this, you drove your
golf cart
to the
liquor store that was,
what, 2 miles away? A mile at least?
It was probably a mile.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't
on streets, too. It's not a golf cart
community.
Yeah,
but it's Mesquite. There's no traffic. And it was still like daylight out by the time I was doing that. So we grabbed that, and I did assume that this was going to happen, so I brought a cooler full of ice to keep everything cold and stuff. Did you know that?
You assumed what was going to
happen? That the wedding was going to be dry.
Oh,
I wasn't
right.
Sure, so I didn't actually bring alcohol with me, but I did bring a cooler full of ice just in case, so I was prepared in that way.
That's good. Good thinking ahead.
Yeah. So, no Black Friday. Have you done any shopping at all?
None.
Done zero shopping for anyone?
I hate Christmas. No. Okay, let me rephrase.
I hate the birth of Jesus.
I actually love Christmas. I love the cold weather. I love the Christmas music. Mm-hmm. I love Christmas lights and going home and seeing my family and just sort of the whole vibe of it.
Okay.
But I hate presents. I hate getting them. I hate giving them. All I want.
Why do you hate getting them? Is it because you have this feeling that if you get one that you have to reciprocate?
Oh, yeah. This goes way back to when I was younger. And in, I don't know, maybe like around third through eighth grade or so, you have those friends that they just sort of get like a bottle of soda and a packet of popcorn, tie it together with a little Christmas bow, and then they give it to like 30 of their friends.
Okay.
Did you ever have like kids that would do that?
I was one of those kids. But I was a little more inventive.
Okay.
Because
you had, like, a little poem on it, like pop pop fizz fizz, love you on Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just came up with that, didn't you?
Yeah, that was good, right?
Nice.
Man. Watch out, Danny Glover.
No,
Donald Glover.
Wow. No, the poems were for girls. Actually, I kind of did some sort of poem as well. But in, I want to say sophomore year of high school.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
What year were you talking about?
I'm talking when I was like junior high and below.
Oh, yeah. I never did that. I mean, you did. No. Maybe.
I never got any.
Unless there was a designated time that teachers allowed you and like told us beforehand to like prepare and bring candy canes or something. Yeah, maybe I gave out, it was almost like Valentine's Day, but with Christmas cards.
Ugh.
And candy canes and stuff. I remember there being a lot of that. Anyway, yeah, when I was like a sophomore in high school, I can't remember why I did this, but a lot of people, because I was, what, 4'11 and weighed like 90 pounds in high school, my hair was really soft.
Mm-hmm. Like a baby.
And yeah.
It was like, you still had that soft spot in the middle of your head.
Ridiculously soft hair. And so they all attributed it to the shampoo that I used. So I bought these little...
I actually vaguely remember something about this.
These little, like, glass canister type things and poured my shampoo into it and then had a picture of my face on it. And I put it. And I think I wrote some sort of poem that said, like... What did it say?
Freestyle it.
Now you can have super soft hair, too, with Kyle's super secret shampoo.
Nice.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's good.
And then, it was mostly, I think I gave 90% of those bottles to girls of some sort.
Okay.
And then a lot of them came back later and were like, they said they used it, like, in the shower, but then felt creepy because there was a picture of my face on their bottle. So they're naked, and there's a picture of me looking at them with, like, my adorable little smile.
Yeah.
And so they, like, turned the bottle around so that the picture of me couldn't see them.
Well, it doesn't help that you looked, like, 8 years old, too.
Right.
Okay, that's pretty good. Well, so back to what I was getting at is I would get those gifts when I was younger from random. I can actually remember names. It was really nice of all these people to do that, but I never did it. So then I was left with this feeling of guilt. That's the Catholic in me.
You didn't listen to the part about it's better to give than receive or stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm lazy. I just don't want to do anything, but I don't want it. But also, I don't care I'm not greedy either. I don't want gifts. I would rather do no gifts and just go and have dinner with my family and hang out and just have a good time.
Yeah, I think my dad feels the same way that you do. He's just like, it's just a...
The thing for me is it's such a pain that I literally ask you what you want and then I go buy it. I'm not very creative usually. Very seldom do I surprise somebody with a gift that they didn't ask for. So, yeah, I don't like presents. I'd rather just not do presents at all. And usually if I want something anyway, I buy it for myself.
Yeah.
Before I don't wait till Christmas anymore.
I feel like I'm pretty good at finding $20 and under gifts for people. They're just stuff that they may or may not have overlooked that maybe I just feel like they should have.
What also is my problem is that if I want to get someone something, I want to get them something like awesome. So I don't spend $20. I'll spend too much money on someone because I want them to really like their gift.
Right.
Anyway.
I don't know. I don't think, and it's different. I mean, there's different people that feel like, yeah, like I need to buy you an iPad in order for you to feel like I care about you or something. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm like that. If somebody, it's more the thought behind what you bought. I think is what cares. Like, you know, if somebody bought me like eggnog or something, I'd be like, sweet. It was $4 or $5 bucks or whatever. But the fact that you know that I love eggnog, bought it for me, and took the time to think about it is more the point than how much money you spent. But
all right, well, quit making me feel guilty now.
But I feel the same way. I mean, when it comes to family and stuff like that, it is more of like, I have to do this, otherwise I'm a dick, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, with my sister and I were pretty good at just saying, get me this. Or we both go to her and go to each other. And I told her, I was like, what's the most difficult thing to explain to, you know, mom and dad or grandma or whoever that you want, but you're pretty sure that if you tell them to get it, they're going to get you something else.
Maybe,
you
know, something technologically, so it's going to be based.
It's going to be similar, but it's not going to be exactly what you want, and it's just going to annoy you. I hate that. Yeah, so that's usually the gift, the most difficult one to buy that's specific we buy for each other.
Okay.
So, yeah.
For my brother, I usually go to Walmart on Christmas Eve and find whatever random gift packages they have left, usually something with a knife and alcohol. No, I don't
know. Sounds like a dangerous combination.
Yeah, I'm off.
Just get him some headbands or something.
Yeah, headbands and bandanas and a bottle of
McCormick's.
Hot Damn or no, Fireball. That's what it was.
Fireball whiskey?
Yeah.
The cinnamon stuff?
Yeah.
This stuff's awful.
Yeah, he loved it. Him and I drank that when we went to Kings Island. That was fun.
Yuck. All right, so you have done no Christmas shopping.
I'm going to dedicate at least 2 days here sitting in this chair online shopping.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only redeeming thing now is that I can online shop.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, years back when...
actually had to physically get up and go do stuff.
That's even worse.
Interact with the community.
And there's so many people out shopping, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst. That's actually probably what I hate the most. I would love to go to a store, an empty store, and shop by myself. Oh, man.
Do you like it when people will come and try to help you?
I hate... Ugh. I don't... The thing is I don't mind if they offer, but I don't... And I just say, no thanks. But then when they keep asking or keep coming up or, you know, start just volunteering information, that's what I start to hate.
What if they bring you outfits they think you would look so good in?
I don't close shop, so that doesn't happen to me.
All right, so what if there was a retail store that you went into and you had to choose between a store, identical stores right next to each other. One had a ton of shoppers in it, but no workers besides the people at the cash register. And the other store had no people, but lots of attendants that wanted to help you shop.
Ugh. That's a awful would you rather. You actually have no idea how bad that is. I hate people watching me. That's
watching you shop?
I hate people watching me shop. I feel like they're judging everything that I buy or everything that I look at. I'm like... Oh, I'm looking at these jeans, or you know, and then I feel, what are those awful jeans that, what are those juggalos
ones?
Wear?
Okay, the really baggy ones.
So I feel like if I'm just searching through a rack and I come across those and someone sees me, I'm like, I'm not a juggalo. I feel so judged even touching them. It's outrageous. I'm just so, I don't know.
You have so much weight from the potential judgment of other people you carry around with you.
What's funny is it doesn't bother me in so many other ways. I mean, just doing this podcast, I'm putting everything out there to be completely judged.
Yeah.
I don't know why. There's just certain things that I hate people looking at me while I do.
Well, you don't have to watch other people listening to this.
That's true. Yeah, when I go to stores, I put my headphones in and I listen to anything.
Yeah.
My least favorite part about shopping is when I have to check out and actually pause my music or podcast and actually talk to someone. Even if the conversation is just paper, plastic, credit card, sign, still hate it.
You're going to be the grumpiest old man in the world.
I like being old.
Now?
Yeah, I want to be old for it. Like, I just want to be old. I've been going to bed early. I've just been reading before.
So have I, dude. After Thanksgiving, because it was Wednesday and Thursday. No. Wednesday, I stayed out late. Thursday and Friday were two Thanksgivings in a row. We had dinner, you know, between 4 and 5 o'clock, and by 10 rolls around, and, you know, everybody's, you know, drowsy looking at each other as if it's 2 in the morning. Like, what? Fine. Just you give into it. And then Saturday, I think you came back and tried to call me at 10:30, 10:45, which is a normal time that wouldn't be weird for you to call me.
On a Saturday, if you want to do something.
I should already be out somewhere normally.
I figured you were.
And I was asleep in bed by that time because I had already fallen asleep once on the couch by that point. So.
Yeah, I've been exhausted 3 days already this week.
Really?
And I don't know what it is, just from Thanksgiving or what, but I'm just tired.
Yeah.
And I didn't even do anything. I mean, just ate a lot.
Yeah.
I went to bed fairly early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So what else? Christmas? What are you going to do for Christmas?
I'm not sure yet. It's kind of up in the air whether I go to Salt Lake City to see my grandma and meet with my dad and his side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Versus... going to London.
Why are you going to London?
Well, there's a tech conference that's in the beginning of the month. And then after that, I was invited by this guy that came out from London to stay in Reno for a while.
Oh, Franny boy.
Yes. Francesco Petrozelli.
Nice. Sounds like a race car driver.
He's Italian. So naturally, he's
a race car driver.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of in the cards as well with, three of my sister's friends are supposed to be going over there as well.
Right.
So he didn't want to be alone with the three of them for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that sounds awful. Mm-hmm. Alone with three girls.
Especially because just the Americanness in them, I think, I don't know, he just doesn't want to be the token British guy running around London and Italy with them. Because generally Americans are much louder and more boisterous than the Europeans.
Yeah. All right, so what else? Ooh, New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's is a holiday coming up.
That is true.
Any plans?
If I go to Europe, I'd still be over there at that point. If not, no plans.
Hmm. When do they celebrate New Year's?
Yeah. That actually isn't the craziest question, but it's not Asia.
Well, I know. I was just kidding.
I know. But there are, I mean, in other countries, they really don't celebrate.
The only one I know of
the calendar New Year as much as they do the lunar.
Yeah, don't get all crazy on me.
Yeah.
New Year's. I've had a party at my place the last, like, 2 years.
So. Oh, yeah. I showed up at the end of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Was that last year? Was that last year?
Yeah, that was last year.
Okay. I think it was the first time when I met Cassie.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right.
Come a long way.
Yeah, we have. So.
And then that'll also be the anniversary of us running the delivery company for 2 years as well.
That is true. 2 years of the best company in the world with the most loving, awesome employees that anyone could ever dream of having.
Yeah, no drama or issues at all.
Nope. I love you, NPC.
I'm just always surprised when this time of year comes around and the company hasn't failed yet.
Well, it's not even that it hasn't failed. It's that it's...
growing?
It's it's gone crazy.
Yeah.
And we haven't done anything.
No. Despite ourselves, the company is done surprisingly well. So it's pretty cool.
Maybe that should be the name of our book. Despite Us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm glad that we got back to this. We haven't done one in over a month now, so mm-hmm. we need to get back on it. Maybe we should do another one tomorrow and try and release them like within a week of each other.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Well, this has been Fix the Universe with Cole and Kyle, and you can find us on iTunes and anywhere else your little porn-finding machine will take you.
Bye.